You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
David Cobb is a college basketball and college football writer at CBS Sports, also a role player here at 92.9 FM ESPN Thursdays with Jeffrey Wright and company, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. David, what's happening, man? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend, week one. Man, it's really here, and it's great. I mean, last night was not the best slate of games, but it was games, and then we got more tonight, more tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, you name it. This is college football's time to shine, because it's the pre-NFL portion of their calendar, and man, I hope the games tomorrow really deliver. We need them to deliver, because especially tomorrow night, if LSU Clemson's a dud, then the whole day will feel like a little bit of a disappointment. But man, there's a chance that some of these games could just be absolutely fantastic.
Last night got interesting, and we'll talk about South Florida beating Boise State in just a second. But you did put out your top 50 quarterbacks in college football, your preseason list. What's the reception been like? What have people been saying they would change?
So I had a lot of people prior to last night wondering why Brendan Sorsby was not on the list.
Oh, he showed why. And he showed why.
I mean, I give him credit because he did run tough. He ran tough in the second half. But you got to do more than run tough. You got to do better than 13 of 25 for 69 yards with an interception, right? He might be a top 100 quarterback in college football, but he's nowhere near the top 50. Especially after that performance. So I felt vindicated a little bit in that one. But no, I mean, the other one that people are griping at me about, Chandler Morris, he put up big numbers at North Texas. And I respect that, but the problem is now he's going to Virginia. And I just don't trust Tony Elliott. I don't trust Virginia. I've seen quarterbacks go to Virginia and their careers take a bad, bad direction from there. So, I just don't trust Virginia. Those are the only two that people are really up in arms about. Obviously, like, there's some guys, you know, that people think should have been higher, or
sure.
Miller Moss should have been lower, right? But, you know, it'll all sort itself out, and at the end of the day, if you're in the top 50, you're in the top third, more or less, of all college quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm sure have you gotten any Arch Mannings too low at four?
We'll see, right? If he goes out there and torches Ohio State tomorrow, then he will be number one next week. That one's going to be interesting, because he and Julian Sain, like, would I be shocked if either one of them didn't have a very good game tomorrow? No, I wouldn't be. I mean, it's a huge spot, game one. If either of those guys struggle tomorrow, I won't be the least bit surprised.
Yep, for sure. And by the way, Brendan Sorsby, good job keeping him off the top 50, no doubt. That decision-making at the end of that game was unbelievable. defense gets a great stop. I thought Satterfield did a good job with time management. You're in field goal range, and you throw it up into double coverage, just a jump ball. I couldn't understand that. That was unreal.
Yeah. I mean, they had three cracks at 1 yard, and they were running stuff that was short of the sticks. And, I mean, it was just it was tough. But on the other hand, I give Nebraska a lot of credit because over the years we've just become so accustomed to, oh, it's Nebraska. They're going to find a way to lose. And even last year, they finally broke through and got to a bowl game, but they were still, I think it was 2-5 in one possession games. And that ended up being a one possession game last night. And if that kid who made the interception doesn't step up and make that play, right, maybe it's a, oh, here we go again moment for Nebraska. But I give him a lot of credit because he got called for that defensive holding penalty that put Cincinnati in field goal range on the play before. And then he goes up and makes the big game-saving INT.
Yep. Now, South Florida just dismantled Boise State. And Boise State, the one thing I keep leaning on is the fact that they had the ball for 36 minutes. They're still trying to run the Ashton Jeanty offense where you run the ball a whole bunch, get into play action with Maddox Madsen, but you can't turn the ball over the way they did and expect to win with that style without Ashton Jeanty. I almost want to go back and give Ashton Jeanty the Heisman after watching last night. But South Florida, what did you think last night? That, I mean, I think my biggest takeaway watching that game is group of six, you know, college football playoff spot, wide open. Truly wide open.
Absolutely. It's a good outcome for Memphis, a good outcome for the American, and frankly, for teams in the Sun Belt or teams in the MAC that are eyeing that playoff spot. I mean, I thought the MAC got kind of unlucky last night. They had three cracks at Big Ten teams, and they were all really competitive games, and they just kind of fell short in the end. And the one that really got tight was Rutgers in Ohio. Yep. I mean, Ohio nearly pulled that one off. So I am putting Kentucky
and Ohio with a new coach, there, by the way, which is interesting.
Right. Exactly. And so that was not a good look for Rutgers. And but no, so like if Toledo were to go into Lexington tomorrow and beat Kentucky as only a 10-point underdog, like they could be a team to watch in the G6 race. And so, yeah, it's absolutely wide open now. I know where the logical next question is, which is, oh, is it now playoff or bust for Memphis? And no, I don't think it is because you have so many teams fighting for one spot. And so there's no guarantee that even if you win the American, you're still not guaranteed to make the CFP because you could have an undefeated Liberty or you could have a one-loss Sun Belt team. And if you're a two-loss American team, you might not be ahead in the rankings. Or, you know, if Boise State figures it out and were to upset Notre Dame or lose to Notre Dame but run the table otherwise, like they're not all the way out of the picture. So, you know, it does make things more open, available, interesting throughout the G6, but I don't think it necessarily makes it like a, oh, well, Memphis has got to make the playoff now. You know, right. I'm not ready to go there yet.
And I hate to have this conversation, but I think it's interesting. It's one of the most interesting things with that outcome last night is South Florida. Obviously, it feels like we're at the Alex Golish breakthrough. Byron Brown had his sophomore slump. He seemed to come out of it last night. He played really well. But South Florida, new stadium being built. I read an article in The Athletic by Chris Fanini that they are spending the most in football in the American, somewhere around $8 to $10 million on their roster. I hate to put it this way because Memphis is, I think, since realignment talks have been around the past few years, they're at the top. But South Florida can, with this season, if they roll through, potentially get to a college football playoff, they could catch up in a hurry.
Well, in their next two games, two more statement right. opportunities, top 15 opponents on the road, Florida and Miami, huge chance. You even win one of those games, and all of a sudden you're 2-1 against ranked opposition to start the season going into the American, and now all of a sudden you might be the betting favorite to win the league. So, yeah, this is a huge year for them. And they got sidetracked last season, partially due to that Byron Brown injury. But, man, he looked fantastic last night, not only as a passer but as a runner as well. And then Chaz Nimrod, who transferred in from Tennessee, who had a relationship with Alex Golesh, he finally looked like a like a downfield weapon and somebody who could really take the top off a defense. So yeah, USF, we thought they might arrive last year, and it's maybe a little too early to say they've altogether arrived. We'll see what they do against Florida and Miami, but if they're competitive against Florida and Miami, then all of a sudden I think we're looking at South Florida as a serious contender in the American.
All right, one more takeaway from the American before we get to tomorrow's slate, three top 10 matchups, all of that. I've seen enough from Trent Dilfer at UAB. I had already seen enough, but last night he gives up, his defense gives up 42 points to Alabama State. And did you see the quarterback for Alabama State and his line that he had last night? Andrew Bodie is his name. 18 for 24, 312, four touchdowns, no interceptions, ran the ball 16 times for 119 and a touchdown. Accounted for five touchdowns and 400-plus yards of offense. I've seen enough from Trent Dilfer. I knew it was going to be a bad hire, but it's honestly worse than I thought.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad. When you give up 40 to a SWAC team, that's about as, I mean, that's as low as you can go. I mean, that's FCS stuff. That's lower tier FCS stuff right there. And this is from a historically proud program, right. UAB. I mean, Bill Clark won a bunch of games there. It's not a impossible job by any means. Yeah, that's embarrassing to give up 500 yards to a program of that caliber. And, like, you know, UNLV does it against Idaho State. You kind of give them a pass because it's Dan Mullen's first game there. But, I mean, this is, what, year three now for Trent Dilfer, and it's this bad? So, yeah, my expectations for them are nothing. It's 3-9, I think, is what we're looking at.
Yeah, and it looks like he's not having a good time. They can't raise money because he puts out a terrible product. And he kind of, I don't know if you've seen his pressers, but he kind of pokes fun at the product. Like last year, he had a post-game presser where he brought his kids up there and the kids were hesitant to go up and join him. He said, "We're not at Alabama or anything." It's just like, brother, you have to take the job seriously, take the product seriously. And I thought he should have been fired after last season, but I would imagine he'll be fired after this season. All right, now getting to tomorrow, Texas, Ohio State, that line has moved. Originally, Ohio State was, what, 3.5-point favorites? Now they're 1.5. I think, I forget which sports book it was, but somebody put a $550,000 bet on Texas money line. So that's why it's moved. How do you feel going into tomorrow's game at this point? Like, do you have a side that you like more than the other? It's a tough one to pick.
Yeah, I mean, I've been leaning Texas for the most part, and you know, Jeffrey and I kind of got into this a little bit, but one of my concerns is this idea that Matt Patricia, as the defensive coordinator at Ohio State, is just automatically going to be ready to go schematically out of the gate against who right now is one of the best offensive minds in college football in Steve Sarkisian. I don't question whether or not Matt Patricia is qualified for the job. I mean, this guy's been in the NFL for two decades and been a part of some really, really good teams and franchises. And, you know, he's got the resume for the job, but his very first game as a college football defensive coordinator will be against Steve Sarkisian, Arch Manning, and a Texas offense that is probably going to be one of the best in the country. And I just don't like that matchup. I mean, it's for when you're just so unfamiliar with the college game, to have to go out there and match wits with somebody of Sark's caliber, that to me is a scary proposition for Ohio State. This is a season for Ohio State where they probably wish they were opening with Akron or Western Michigan and not with Texas. I just think it's a bad spot for an Ohio State team that's got a lot of personnel to replace and that has a good coordinator there on the defensive side of the ball, but one who I think is going to have a little bit of a learning curve as he gets adjusted to college football.
Now, I'm leaning Ohio State, I'll tell you that right now, but like I think the reason I know they have to replace a lot. They lost, what, 8 starters to the NFL draft on the defensive side of the ball. But like when I sort of rank players and I look at star power and I look at guys that are just straight up erasers, I think the two best players are on the Ohio State side in Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. They make your problems go away in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, they might be the two best players on the field, but that's, you know, I'm curious to see too, like if Arch Manning can have that sort of effect on the Texas offense in a way that Quinn Ewers never could. I mean, there are legitimate questions about how ready this Texas offensive line is going to be and how ready their playmakers are going to be. Although I think their running back room is sneaky, going to be really, really nice. But Arch Manning's a guy who can cover up mistakes. And when the play breaks down, make something happen with his feet, scramble for a first down, not afraid to put his body on the line and fight for the tough yards. So, you know, I think that dynamic, I'm really high on him. I mean, it's not rocket science. He's a former number one overall prospect, the nephew of Eli and Peyton, the grandson of Archie, who allegedly has the best of his uncles and the best of his grandfather right. All rolled into one. I mean, come on. We might be talking about the best quarterback in this century in college football, if it all kind of plays out the way we're hoping. So, you know, I mean, I think you can't discount what he is going to bring for Texas. He could be the difference maker, just the same way that Jeremiah Smith or Caleb Downs could.
So the sleeper matchup and game I'm looking at this weekend that I'm going to be paying very close attention to is on Sunday, Virginia Tech in South Carolina on ESPN. It'll be at 2:00. Virginia Tech's scrappy. Kyren Drones is back. Like him at quarterback, although it hasn't really panned out to the extent that I thought it would. But on the South Carolina side, I know you have Lenora Sellers, I think, is your sixth best quarterback in college football in your top 50 list. I've been thinking about it, and last year was great. They didn't start that great. Stuck in games with good competition. But there's this overwhelming thought for me that I feel like we're crowning them a bit too early and crowning Lenora Sellers a bit too early. Do you share any of that sentiment with me?
Well, I think we might be crowning South Carolina early, but this could be a situation to me where they have a really good quarterback, but their team's not all that good. you know, there's a handful around the country who sort of fit that bill. I mean, I think Arkansas and Taylen Green sort of fit that bill. To give another SEC example, Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt might sort of fit that bill. In all three cases, we could be talking about 5 to 8 win teams who are held back because the supporting cast around their quarterback is just not up to par. And that's sort of how I see the South Carolina situation. I mean, they've got two of the better players in the country in Dylan Stewart and Lenora Sellers, one on each side of the football. But it's what's around them that I think is going to be a little bit of a problem. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily all that high on South Carolina. Would I be shocked if they lost to Virginia Tech? Yeah, kind of. I would be.
Oh, really?
But I don't necessarily think they're like a playoff team.
Yeah, and I just think like the wide receiver room, who Lenora Sellers is going to be throwing to, you're really counting on Nick Harbor, a guy who hasn't proven it yet, even though he's a 5-star and he's, what, a 98 or 99 speed on College Football 26. You're counting on a guy who hasn't proven it yet, and that always concerns me. What do you need to see tomorrow from Tennessee? What do you need to see tomorrow? Joey Aguilar era here, at least for a year. We know the Nico thing just didn't work out. Syracuse lost just about everything. Kyle McCord's not coming back. He's not back. They have Steve Angeli from Notre Dame starting for them. What do you need to see from Tennessee to make you feel positively about this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think in reality they should go out and beat Syracuse by 17, 20, 24 points. Syracuse won 10 games last season, counting the bowl, but that, I mean, it's literally an entire new offense. I mean, there's nothing back. I think they have two offensive linemen back, and that's it. I mean, everything else is new, or guys who were just bit players at most last season. And so that Syracuse offense against this Tennessee defense, I don't think Syracuse can get to 20 against Tennessee. And so if Tennessee can get to 35, 40, right, then you feel a lot better about them going into, you know, the rest of the season. And can Joey Aguilar light them up? Can he go out there and throw 300 yards? I mean, I think, you know, there's this idea that Tennessee quarterbacks under Josh Heupel are these mega productive, air it out, you know, sort of guys. That's not really been the case the last couple of seasons. Do they have a guy here in Joey Aguilar who's not afraid to put the ball in the air, put some air underneath it, let his receivers go and make plays? I mean, that's what I'm most curious about, the passing game. I think their running game is going to be fine. I think their defense is going to be pretty good again. does the passing game look explosive, or does it look disjointed, out of rhythm? Are they getting a bunch of pre-snap penalties because they have no chemistry together, because Joey Aguilar is just this hired hand who showed up in the offseason after the Nico drama, right? Because I think that's a realistic scenario too. I mean, I think you could be talking about a guy who's got schematic whirlwind. He played for App State. He was at a JUCO before that. He was at UCLA for half a semester. Now he's in Tennessee. And I mean, my gosh, he's probably got 1,500 plays swimming around in his brain. Can he go out there and execute and make that Tennessee offense, especially in the pass game, look well-oiled again, really for the first time in a few years?
He just needs to limit turnovers. Like he couldn't do it at App State. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow. Final thing I want to get your opinion on, and this is another thing I've convinced myself of heading into week one. I have convinced myself I Florida State, I don't expect much of anything. And I know the ACC is relatively light, and I know we've seen Mike Norvell win 13 games. I get all of that. But Tommy Castellanos was benched at BC. The fact that the big sort of off-season acquisition to help Mike get back to a solid, good-looking offense is Gus Malzahn at OC. Like, nothing about Florida State's offseason gives me a whole lot of positivity. Makes me think that, yeah, maybe they win more than two games. Like, I can fully understand that part of it. But I'm just not buying into Florida State. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. I think we all still have a kind of a soft spot for Mike Norvell and want to see him succeed. And I don't see it. I don't see it in terms of Florida State being in the ACC title hunt. I don't see it in terms of them being in the college football playoff picture. It's a bowl team in all likelihood at FSU because they have a lot of almost like can't lose games on their schedule. But they've also got some games that they might get blown out in. And tomorrow is one of those. I mean, Tommy Castellanos, my guy just needed to keep his mouth shut, and he couldn't do it. And he's added a lot of fuel to the fire for Alabama, and I think we could be in for a blowout. Now Jeffrey, ever the watcher of the sort of betting markets, has noticed that the forecast for Tallahassee is that it's supposed to rain quite a bit. And yeah, that could realistically change the tenor of this game, because we're looking at this Alabama offense as if they're going to be just nasty through the air with Ryan Williams and Ryan Grubb and his offensive coordinator, and Ty Simpson, the former five-star quarterback, finally getting his opportunity, and Jeremy Bernard could be really productive. But if it's raining buckets out there, I mean, is Alabama actually going to go out there and sling it around? I mean, that's a real factor.
I still think that, and listen, I know Jam Miller is not there, and he's not going to start the season, but I still think that favors Bama. No, unbelievable offensive line. Ty Simpson, I know that nobody is giving him credit for it, but I heard Nick Saban talk about it today. Don't underestimate his legs. He can run the ball. I mean, he was a dual threat. I mean, tabbed a dual threat out of high school as a five-star. So, like, I still think that favors Alabama to a certain extent. Now, I get Tommy Castellanos and, you know, making plays off platform, things like that, and he's got some unbelievable legs. He's really fast. He can be a game-breaker if he gets out in the open field, but I feel like Alabama is well equipped to deal with the rain.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. It just, to me, would lead to a lower scoring game, like in a, sure, in a less likelihood that they cover a two touchdown spread. my expectations for Florida State, both in this game and on the season, are muted. I mean, it's Gus Malzahn and Tommy Castellanos, so it's two retreads. Two reclamation projects, honestly, uniting to try to push Florida State in the right direction, and it just doesn't do it for me.
And I know you probably haven't seen this, but no, what really concerns me about Florida State against Alabama and that offensive line is I looked at Florida State's depth chart. They're too deep up front, and it looks like they're going to go with a three down front with like an overhang linebacker, edge rusher type. They only have one guy over 300 pounds, and they're too deep on their D line. That doesn't seem like a good sign to go against Alabama and that just mammoth offensive line.
No, it does not. That could be something that really haunts them. And to your point, like that could be the thing. Like, even if the rain is pouring down and Alabama can't air it out, if they've got that much of a size advantage up front, I mean, that could just impose their will. what it's going to take for Florida State to be competitive in that game is for Alabama to be kind of like Boise State was last night.
Yep.
Bad, you know, poorly timed turnovers, inability to convert fourth downs. You know, because look, I mean, in that game, Boise State possessed the ball for 13 more minutes than South Florida, ran 33 more plays. I mean, they moved the ball. They just couldn't finish drives. And if Florida State can kind of bend but not break and make Ty Simpson make plays on third and five, third and seven, you know, in the rain, like, you know, there's a world in which that game is close into the fourth quarter. But, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of got to be one of those things where everything breaks right.
Yeah, it's like get turnovers and get the crowd behind you. Capture some momentum early and see what happens. But, David, enjoy the ball this weekend. Great stuff as always. We will talk again next Wednesday because we'll be off on Monday. But enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, brother, you too. Happy Labor Day.
Yes, sir. Happy Labor Day. He is David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball and college football writer for CBS Sports. Now, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings, and there's a lot of reasons why. I'll go through them for you. You get more choices. They have a large, large collection and selection of natural and lab-grown diamonds, so you're going to find the diamond of your choice. But they also just make custom designing your engagement ring risk-free and easy. There's no dumb questions. It's a no-pressure, no-hassle environment. And you could bring in a picture, you could bring in a drawing, and they'll make that vision come to life. And they have peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. You can buy your loose diamond or custom-made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you have 365 days to return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Free ring sizing for life if you buy from Robert Irwin Jewelers, free jewelry spa service for life if you buy from Robert Irwin Jewelers, and they have great financing options. Ask her now and pay later with financing like 24-month deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Robert Irwin Jewelers, Howie and his team, they have 4 decades in the jewelry and diamond business. Get over there. They will take care of you. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers are online at rijewelers.com. All right, let's make you some money on the other side. Lee Sterling.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joins next to handicap the weekend. Lee Sterling makes you money every week of the college football season and NFL season right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Number one documented capper for football, Major League Baseball, basketball, UFC, and NHL. He does a weekly column, Al.com. And also, he is a Locked On Bets analyst for the Locked On Network on X, Paramount Sports. Lee, how we doing?
How couldn't it be any better? College football has started. Did you tell your wife you kiss her and you tell her you'll see her in January?
Yep, I did. I did. I had to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
They know the drill, right?
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Although she did, when we got married, she planned it during the fall. So I am one of those fall weddings.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I had a fall wedding.
That's right. I remember that.
It ran right alongside the Boise State-Memphis game that Memphis was able to win. At the Liberty Bowl.
No.
Yeah. But since then,
I have a good friend, Gabe. Listen to this. I have a friend that got married in the fall. And his wife, when they got married, she said, we have to always go away, even if it's, to the beach or something, and stay in a hotel for 2 days. And he's an Alabama fan. It's always Alabama-Tennessee weekend. And he said she doesn't want to watch football. Can't stand sports. He said, it is the most miserable weekend every single year of his life.
Sorry to hear that for him. That's tough. It's a tough scene.
My girls know the drill. My oldest got married July 4th weekend. The other's probably going to get engaged soon. I mean, spring weddings are fine, but fall, not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to prove how much I loved her. I mean, I think that's
wow.
what it came down to.
You have kicked your coverage, Gabe. We know that.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. By the way, in your neck of the woods, what did you think of that South Florida beatdown of Boise State last night?
Wow. Most of the games that I saw last night, teams were marginally better or marginally worse than last year. Both of those two teams, South Florida is much better, and Boise State's going to have some problems with that, Ashton Gentry.
Yeah, and South Florida, one thing that I appreciated from last night, good defensive line. Good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. Yeah. They've recruited, but they're spending a lot of money. All right, now let's go ahead. I want to hop into this slate. I want to get some picks here.
Okay.
And first, I want to start with Ole Miss. Ole Miss is hosting Georgia State, 6:45 SEC Network. Now, the number's massive, okay, 38.5. Yeah. I think at some places it's gotten down to 34.5. But, big numbers in the non-con for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss usually don't scare me because he likes to run up the score. How do you feel about that number?
So here's what I did. In the offseason, I do a lot of player evaluation, and I was looking at tape of their transfers. The best transfer that Georgia State got is their punter, this kid from Houston Christian. When the best transfer is from Houston Christian, you're in trouble here. Lane is going to lay it on Ole Miss 70-7.
70-7. So that means Austin Simmons is going to have a nice day at the office.
Yep. Well, he'll play three. He's going to be one of those few guys that gets taken out after three quarters.
Yeah, and you're a quarterback guy. You were a quarterback once upon a time. Are you a believer in Austin Simmons?
I think he's going to be good. This kid is smart, too. I hear he's already graduated. Do you hear that?
Yeah, a baseball player as well.
So, that's crazy.
A lot of information to take in. All right, now 11 a.m. ABC, Syracuse versus Tennessee in Atlanta. Joey Aguilar running out there for the first time with all that Nico drama that happened this offseason. But that's a new quarterback for Tennessee. Syracuse, entirely different team. Kyle McCord set the ACC record for passing yards with nearly 4,900 last year. So they're replacing everything. I do like Fran Brown, their coach, but this line is about 13.5. I'll tell you before you give you give me your pick, I'll listen to you. But I like Tennessee.
So I thought I was going to love Syracuse. Then I started studying. Usually the second year of a new coach, I mean, it's you're starting to build. But he lost so many key players. I mean, one after another. He loses McCord, quarterback. He lost three receivers who had over 900 yards in receptions. That's crazy. All five starting offensive linemen, seven of your top 10 tacklers on defense here. I think Tennessee's defense, I mean, they still return a bulk of their defense, and they were seventh nationally in points allowed, 10th against the run, 29th against the pass. I think they'll get a couple turnovers, and that might be the difference. Maybe a special teams play. I don't think it's too much. I like Tennessee, 37-14.
All right, now to the big game. 1-3, Arch Manning versus Julian Sain. We have some star power, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs. You have a bunch of guys in this game, and I'd imagine there's a lot of NFL scouts in the stands at the Shoe coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m., but it'll be on Fox. This line's moving a lot. This line, it was at 3.5 originally for Ohio State. It's been bet down because a lot of the sharps seem to be on Texas, but it's been bet down to about 1.5.
Yeah, the Circa, I heard, just took a $500,000 bet on Texas about 2 hours ago.
Yep, I saw that as well.
So, so here's the situation. I was studying this game, and I think that Ohio State was a better team last year. I got to give them credit. But Texas gets to the one-yard line, down by a touchdown with 4 minutes to go. I mean, all they need to do is punch it in. I will guarantee you Steve Sarkisian will not do the play that he called. Then he does the shotgun toss sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, doing that from the 1 yard is got to be the worst call in a big game ever. He will not call that play at all on Saturday. I think when I look at players and grade players, except for receiver, I think actually the Texas is better every single position. You got a quarterback in Julian Sain for Ohio State, never taken a snap. He might be good, but I think it's going to take a little while. And I know the game's in the horseshoe, but Texas also has both coordinators. And Ohio State lost seven of their top nine tacklers. They did 14 guys go in the draft here. Wrong team favored. Texas outright, 24-21.
All right, now to the another top 10 matchup. Clemson, number 4, versus number 9, LSU. This is the battle of experienced quarterbacks. You have Cade Klubnik on one side, Garrett Nussmeier on the other. Clemson, 4-point favorites. Battle of Death Valley, how do you see it?
So this should be like a WWE event, some type of challenge. I don't know whether it's through the university presidents or the schools. How about this? You can't have two top-tier teams have the same mascot and the name of the same stadium. So my proposal, the loser, you got to go from the Tigers to the Kitty Cats or something like that for a year. Also, this is the first time these two teams have met in the regular season. They did meet in 2019 in the title game, which LSU won 42-25, and both teams have great quarterbacks, great skilled players, but LSU is not the same up front. They weren't even great last year. They've lost 4 of 5 starting offensive linemen, all 4 starting defensive linemen. Clemson, they're not quite where they used to be when they won titles, but they got 3 defensive linemen who I think are going in the first or second round of the draft here. And Brian Kelly,
first game woes, early game woes.
Yeah, lost 5 straight. Who was the toughest guy you ever faced?
Ed Oliver, lineman. Without question, Ed Oliver.
Oh, yeah. Quick, right? Hands.
Yep. And strong. Leverage because he was about 5. He's about 5'10", 280.
Yeah. They have a lot of guys like that for Clemson. Clemson, Tigers, 37. LSU, Kitty Cats, 27.
LSU, Kitty Cats. I love it. 230, 8 Alabama goes to Florida State. And Alabama's 13.5-point favorites. New quarterbacks on each side. Tommy Castellanos for Florida State. Ty Simpson for Alabama. We know Alabama has that great offensive line. They have a lot of talent. It looks like they'll be missing a little bit up front. I think Tim Keenan's going to be out for this game and out for the majority of the first part of the season. I need you to try, if you can. And I don't know how you handicap this game, but I just can't buy into Florida State this year. Gus Malzahn's the answer at OC, and Tommy Castellanos is a guy who got benched at BC, supposed to be answer at quarterback. Listen, it's my former coach, soft spot in the heart, but I can't get there.
Same with me. Here's the problem. Florida State saw him at his best. He scored 28 points against him, and that's the problem. You can't, you know, base it on, you know, what you saw in one game. After that, he never scored above 23 points in Division I teams. I just love this defense for Alabama. They're under the radar because they lost four games, and they lost their bowl game to Michigan. And why? It was in a pouring rainstorm when they turned the ball over like three times in a quarter. Bama big, Roll Tide, 38-20.
And your game of the week comes tonight. Auburn-Baylor, Auburn 2.5-point favorites. Let my listeners know how to find that and more of you.
Yep, all they need to do is, how about this? I'll give them Auburn-Baylor and Miami-Notre Dame. Both games for free. Feel so strongly about both. Be one of the first five callers, so call 800-400-9741 first. Five callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. We'll give you that game, Auburn, Baylor, and Miami, Notre Dame, back-to-back big games tonight and Sunday. So you want to get involved also. We do player props now, and we figured it out. Got an algorithm there, and you're going to get 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Text it to you. Normally about $1,500 first season. We're going to sell it for $597. So you want to try us out through the end of September, September to remember. 5 weeks of action. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $497. ParamountSports.com. If you like hearing prognostications every day, also I do the Locked On Bets, the only Locked On handicapping show on over 300 shows there. So you want to check us out there, go to YouTube and type in Locked On Bets every Monday through Friday about 10 o'clock in the morning. Come out, new episode, 3 to 5 picks every single day. YouTube, Locked On Bets, hit subscribe. Love to have you along for the ride. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Sounds like a plan to me. Lee, enjoy the ball.
Thanks, Gabe. See you, buddy.
Yes, sir. He is Lee Sterling. Make sure you checked out the Locked On Bets podcast. He's an analyst over there. And go to ParamountSports.com to get all of his picks. Now, I can't think of a better place to be for week one of the college football season than Caesars Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica, because college football is here. And in the South, we always have this anticipation, the excitement. But there's no better place to be than Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica. You walk in, there's wall-to-wall screens, 15 HD TV screens to be exact. They will tune it to whatever you want, and you're going to make some friends because the fans will be locked in. You'll have plush seating. You'll be in a comfortable spot. And if you're winning, we know that you'll be happy. But grab a seat, get the games, place an order on their game day menu. The Guy Fieri, they will deliver it right to your seat. I can't think of anything better, but it's game day done right. Whoever you're rooting for, watch the game in comfort and style at Caesars Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Casino. They have full-service sports betting experience, in-game wagering, staff betting windows, and then they have 10 self-betting kiosks, so you'll be able to lock in the bet of your choice. You must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, we talked a little bit earlier this week about Michigan not releasing a depth chart ahead of their week one game against New Mexico. So New Mexico responded by putting out a fake depth chart that had Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and I believe Leo DiCaprio, characters from their movies. And we have our resident cinephile here. We have Connor Dunning, who has adjusted it to a certain extent. He has adjusted their depth chart to make it a whole lot better for game day. We'll get his picks on the. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now with week one upon us, we need to look at Michigan. Michigan's going to start Bryce Underwood at quarterback. They're playing New Mexico. They are a top 15 ranked team. But one thing they did not do ahead of week one is release a depth chart. And in response, their opponent, New Mexico, they released a depth chart, but it's not what you'd expect. It's an imaginary depth chart with characters played by Tom Hanks, Leo DiCaprio, and Tom Cruise. Now, we talked about it on Wednesday, didn't like all the picks, but Connor Dunning, big movie guy. Right, Connor?
Big movie guy. Big movie guy.
He made his picks. Take me through the adjusted depth chart using Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and Leo DiCaprio characters.
Okay, real quick. I didn't do it too deep because I just didn't want to use all those characters. So this would be my starters at every single position, and I did every single position. Do we want to start with offense or do we want to
offense,
start with defense?
Of course, okay. Offense.
We got to start with the quarterback, and the quarterback, in my opinion, has to be Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation because he's a veteran at this point. He's still got his speed. He's still got his wits about him. I think this is kind of peak Ethan Hunt territory.
You're going read option, a lot of RPO.
He's not beat up yet. I think he'd have a cannon if he needed it. He's climbing buildings. He's saving people. He's taking on international terrorism at this point. But he's not beat up yet. Like this, I'm kind of thinking of later career Tom Brady type of deal here with Ethan Hunt. So that's going to be my quarterback. And again, I want to be very clear about this. This is the Rogue Nation version of Tom Cruise. Now, a rule that I made for myself in this was that because there were a couple characters that these guys have played more than once, you get one older version of that character and one younger version of this
character.
That's fair. Okay? Which brings me to my running back. My running back is also Ethan Hunt. But it's Mission Impossible 1 Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
You need your running back to kind of not understand how everything works yet. You need them to be a little bit of a loose cannon. You need them just to want to run through a brick wall and believe in themselves to an extent that might or might not get people around them hurt every once in a while. You need them to be a bit of a lunatic. That is Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible 1. This is the fastest version of Tom Cruise. It's when he is in his prime of athleticism. So Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible 1 is going to be my running back. And then I'm going to go ahead and go to my wide receivers here. My main wide receiver, Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks.
Okay.
He's my wide receiver 1.
I question the hands, but okay.
I wouldn't. He's a kick returner as well.
Okay.
I didn't do special teams because I think they actually kind of nailed their special team, so I didn't really touch that. Wide receiver 1, Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks. Wide receiver 2, Frank Abagnale Jr., Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio, catches in the title. The entire point was people were trying to catch him, and they couldn't until the end of the movie. He's going to be my second. They're also both 6 feet tall. My slot receiver, Maverick from Top Gun.
Oh, beautiful pick.
Top Gun. He's my slot receiver. Left tackle has to be Sully.
Yep, they got that right.
Has to be Sully. Left guard, Woody, Toy Story, Tom Hanks. My center, Captain Phillips. There's nobody else I'm trusting as my center.
You're going all Tom Hanks for the line.
Until I get to my right guard.
Okay.
Hugh Glass, The Revenant. Leonard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DiCaprio took on a bear, survived a
bear.
Yeah,
that's fair.
If anybody can take on a defensive line, it's going to be Leo from The Revenant. So Hugh Glass is my right guard. My right tackle, Jim Lavelle. Apollo 13, Tom Hanks. You got to trust an astronaut. He's going to be under offensive line as well. And then my tight end is Jimmy Dugan. Tight end, Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own. That's my offense. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, you did. Now give me the highlights on defense.
Okay, my two defensive ends, Calvin Candy from Django Unchained. Maverick from Top Gun,
okay.
Maverick. You need a lunatic in Calvin Candy, and then Top Gun Maverick, you need somebody that has the veteran leadership, they have the veteran tricks to get to that quarterback to be on your defense. My two defensive tackles, Les Grossman from Tropic Thunder. Do I need to say much else about that? And then Edward Teddy Daniels from Shutter Island, Leonardo DiCaprio. You need a lunatic
yes,
in there on the interior.
Absolutely.
So Shutter Island, Leo, those are my two defensive tackles. My linebackers, also, you need lunatics here. Billy Costigan, The Departed. He's mean as hell. Then, this is somebody that they did not have on their list. Michael Sullivan from Road to Perdition, Tom Hanks. One of the meaner characters that he played. He's a mob member. He's a literal killer. You
yep.
want him as one of your linebackers. My two cornerbacks, Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise. Amsterdam Villon from Gangs of New York, Leo, and then my three safeties. This is my favorite part of the entire thing. Chief Anderton, Minority Report. His entire job is to stop crime before it happens. It's literally to make sure things don't happen. He's a prevention guy. Dom Cobb, Inception, Leo, Inception, Interception. Do we have to talk about that anymore? And then Vincent from Collateral, Tom Cruise, is my third safety. Maybe the craziest person on this list. Yo, is that my briefcase homie? You got to have him on this list. That's my team. I'm not losing the game.
Well done. I think they're going to beat Michigan.
I think so too.
All right, now hour number three is on the way. We'll open it up talking some NBA, some Grizzlies with Parker Fleming. Make sure you stick around for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.